So what if there were a map for our spirituality and for our soul that we could reference to help us get on our path more easily and stay on our path, not get lost?
That would be really helpful.
It would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'm excited. Today we're going to talk about just that. You're listening to Soul Talk with Doc and the Barista.
Timothy, tell us what gene keys are, because when you told us, when Pedia told me you were going to come and visit with us, she and I thought it was a man, and we were like, who is Gene Keys? So obviously, it's not a person. Tell us what gene keys are.
No, we're not going to talk about Mr. Gene Keys, but rather, gene keys is another system which relates to human design. It sort of builds off human design. The man who organized it and teaches a lot of it, his name is Richard Rudd, actually. So to compare it to human design first, human design is sort of like the horizontal system of how we interact, like human to human, and with our world around us. It's more horizontal and like lateral. Gene keys touches more on our unique spiritual potential. So I view it as more vertical. It connects us to the divine, to our higher potential, to our higher self. Gene keys, it is sort of founded on the I Ching, which has those 64 hexagrams, which really ties into human design and gene keys. So the 64 gene keys, I believe Richard Rudd came across, well, I don't know how he came across them, but the way he discovered their depth is he just sat in contemplation with each I Ching. So in the I Ching system, they already all have a sort of wisdom that comes with each hexagram. And that's the Asian wisdom, that's the Asian side of this. But Richard Rudd contemplated with these hexagrams and discovered so much more. So each gene key, for the most part, is divided into three parts: our shadow, our gift, and our city, or like our highest potential of consciousness with that gene key. I'm trying to think of an example, a good example off the top of my head. Davis, we were talking about peace is in your chart earlier.
Yeah.
So that's gene key 6. So the shadow side of that gene key is tactlessness. So like if you were conditioned while growing up and didn't know how to use the potential of this gene key that's innate to you, mm-hmm. you might be tactless in the sense of just over emotional, sort of exploding on people maybe, or not tuning into others' emotional needs. Mm-hmm. That's the more reactive side. The repressive side of the shadow would be more about, I believe it was over attentive, like being too attentive to other people's emotional needs. And I don't know if that relates to you or not. It may not, because maybe you didn't go down into the shadows of it. Some people, we could get stuck in the shadows. Mm-hmm. So that's actually why gene keys is so helpful, because it shows us that, oh, we have a really amazing potential gift and something to strive for, but we may be stuck. Mm-hmm. And it helps us understand how we can be stuck with our gifts and our potential and our spirituality, especially.
Yeah. This is why we're talking about the soul. It's more connected
it's more
to the soul.
Soul-based.
Get insight.
Mm-hmm.
To know your soul better.
Yes. It's like we have these specific keys that help us understand our soul. So to finish off the gene key around peace real quick. So the shadow side may not have been there. There's the middle side of the gift. That's about diplomacy.
Okay.
You really related to diplomacy. You said that was really like, you needed to be diplomatic with people rather than just hold a grudge or just tell them off, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so diplomacy is natural and innate to you. And that's part of Gene Key 6.
Okay.
And through diplomacy, that brings about peace in the world. Mm-hmm. So that's the highest potential of this Gene Key, is like you bring peace to the world when you're just naturally being diplomatic and following your design. Yeah.
And that was not mine, though, right?
No, that's not yours. Yeah. I would have to do a whole reading on you. I didn't.
Oh yes, we need to do the reading.
I know.
So
I liked your face there, Petty. You were like, mine's not peace. It was almost like, I hope mine's not peace.
Yeah.
To bring people together.
Yes.
That's part of your design.
That is part of my design.
But you want to party when you get together.
I'm
not looking for peace.
No, but I am the connector. That's what I always felt like.
Yeah.
I am. Yeah.
Part of your networking.
Yes.
Yeah. To be a hermit, but also to connect with the right people.
Yes. Who would have ever thought I was the hermit?
Right.
It makes so much sense, though, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. So yeah, Gene Keys is just, it helps us figure out the specific spiritual potential we have to work with in ourselves. Instead of getting lost in all these systems and all of these ideas, we can just look up our gene keys and...
And how do we do that?
Yeah.
So if people wanted if people wanted to go ahead and look into it for themselves, how would I do that?
Gene Keys, I believe that is all hosted at the website, genekeys.com.
Okay.
I'm double checking real quick.
So again, you put your chart in there?
Yes, you would use your birth information again.
Just like we did.
To get, it's a very different chart.
Okay.
So each person will have to see if they're more comfortable with Human Design or with Gene Keys, because some gravitate toward one or the other.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yeah.
For example, Davis, we've been connecting more on the mechanics of our Human Design.
Mm-hmm.
Petia, you love all
yes.
the spiritual potential. That's what
like
you want to hear about.
Well, this is that's why we're such a good match.
That's right. You compliment
each
other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With our podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. That is interesting, because I do. I always bring in like the mechanical
yeah.
and the analytical.
And I like to know more about the soul, the spirituality.
Mm-hmm.
I like to know that chart.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes.
So it's really complementary.
The spirituality chart.
Yes.
Because I just feel like when you know your soul, who deep who you are is your soul. Many people, when I said, do you know who you are? Do you know your soul? Well, what does that mean? They would ask me.
Right.
And I can't imagine, I mean, they would even ask such a question. Because
right.
so many people are not familiar that they have a soul.
Indeed.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, you know, and speaking of extremes, so Davis, you were talking about being raised with a pastor, was it?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right? So there's
yeah.
that religious background.
Yes,
and
I don't have a religious
you
background.
You don't have that.
No.
And I sort of had the in-between, like both the opposite but the in-between, grew up in an agnostic environment and then
mm-hmm.
asked for a sign and didn't get the sign I wanted, so
yes.
chose not to believe in God. And
yeah.
then
oh, yes.
10
yeah.
years later,
yeah.
I had to rediscover all of my spirituality and come back to terms with that.
Right,
so
right.
So it's like, there's just all these journeys.
So it's three of us are different.
Yes.
But there we are
yeah.
talking about the soul and spirituality.
Right.
How interesting is
yeah,
that?
Indeed.
Because the soul is always there.
It's our core essence, and
yes.
we don't feel alive when we ignore it.
No, we
no.
don't. And to get to know your soul, which is your feelings, right? Your emotions.
Yeah, I mean our core feelings, like how
our,
we really feel about
yes.
the world and what we like.
And to be spiritual and to know your soul has nothing to do with religion.
No, it does not. Religion sort of capitalized on it for better and for worse.
That's correct.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
the gene keys,
mm-hmm.
To learn more about them, like you can look up your gene keys chart, which is its own sort of sequence. It's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I just looked mine up
mm-hmm.
using this genekeys.com that you mentioned.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, this is so exciting. I'm like a little giddy schoolgirl. Like, I want to know.
Yeah.
I want to know too.
I know. It's really visual, and it's really fascinating to look up and learn.
So you said there were 64 total keys.
64 total, but not all of those matter to each of us because we all have our unique set.
So we need to know which one matters to us.
Yes. So you would look up your chart. It would give you a layout of the keys that are relevant to you.
Yes.
And then you can learn more about the specific position of where those keys land in your design. And
so you may have 10 keys or 20 keys.
Well,
there's
a certain set in Human Design. There are many more than in Gene Keys, but
yes.
So here's mine. Let's talk about mine.
Okay.
It says I'm a genius.
Wow.
The first word.
Genius.
Yeah, the first word says genius.
But
yes.
What that means is that we all have a genius part of ourselves in our life.
Okay.
So let's see if we can find what your genius is. It's like your deepest purpose.
Okay.
So it's what you're here to do, and that is Gene Key 6. So diplomacy and peace is your genius.
Wow.
Wow. I want to know mine.
So that's so interesting.
Okay. This is interesting.
It is. Your evolution is about, that's what you're here to learn, Gene Key 36. It says, I don't remember this one off the top of my head, but it says, no matter how much you try to lead a quiet, harmonious life, fates will always come knocking on your door. Written into your genetic code and
so,
to stay open and vulnerable rather than becoming tough and closed.
Oh, yeah. I do struggle with that sometimes because,
okay.
you know, whenever I do open myself and I make myself vulnerable and I get hurt, I just want to, like, throw up
yeah.
some walls. You girls were giving me a hard time because I said, I just like to drive a dark gray car and kind of blend in. Yeah. And they're like, girl,
why would you do that?
I woke up this morning and she texted me a picture of a bright red car. She's like, get your bright red car. I was like, oh, I would never. I'm going to live a quiet and harmonious life. Yeah. I will not drive a red car.
Right.
Yeah, it's like it's part of you there.
Yes.
Yeah, that is so fascinating. So, okay, so I'm looking, and if our listeners go to this genekeys.com, they're going to do the same thing. So I've got a Gene Key 6, 36, 12, about how many? Okay, so we're about 4 and 11. Those were mine. If somebody wants to creep on me.
Yeah.
I just announced my gene keys.
So once you know the gene key, then what do you do with the key?
Yeah, what else does this
do? So that's where I would advise looking up the Gene Keys book. Well, first of all, you can just keep reading the website. It'll give you a lot of depth.
Okay.
But if you want even more depth than that, there's a whole Gene Keys book, which it gives you the 3 parts of each gene key. Mm-hmm. And how to understand the gene.
How to understand it and to use it better in order to.
So each key has 3 parts.
Yes, that is the shadow, the gift, and the siddhi. It's a Sanskrit word from the East.
Okay.
Indian language.
Okay.
But that just means I got the highest potential for this gene key.
Okay.
And that's it. What to strive for in it.
Very interesting.
Very interesting. Yeah.
So you would learn the keys, and they will teach you what to do with it in order to get to know your soul better, ultimately.
Yes, that's right. That's what we're talking about.
To live a fulfilled life.
So yeah, like the gene key system will give you a sort of blueprint about how to really understand the keys, the context that's relevant to your soul.
Keys to your heart.
Keys to your soul.
One of our listeners likes to imitate you, and she's like, "Asul."
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Keys to your soul.
So you would just follow it and look up the as much depth as you want around that gene key, and then see where you are in the context of the shadow, the gift, and the city.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
You know what? I just thought about something. Someone else said to me a couple weeks ago, if you're in the path of your spirituality, as we're our listeners, I would assume are, but if you're someone who doesn't like yourself, you would not want to discover deep into yourself.
It might be frightening.
It would be frightening, absolutely. However, if something inside of you tells you to look into who you are through your soul, through some books, or to basically what we're doing is we're giving different options to our listeners to find out deeply who they are and not to be afraid not to like themselves, because we're all made from love. We all did like ourselves as a little tiny babies before we spoke and before we were labeled and before the life experiences taught us other things. So this is for the listeners who are on the path and are ready to.
Indeed.
Get to know.
Yeah, Gene Keys is it's sort of just another system, yet it offers so much depth.
Yes.
For self understanding and self healing.
What was so interesting to me there was, like I just told you, I had been talking with my life coach, and I have a background in doing a lot of personality assessments, like the DISC, the DISC, which is the basic 4 elements, you know, that started since Aristotle's time. But one of the things that resonated, because he and I had spoken, that my word was liberator.
That's right.
And we had talked about like how I want to help people communicate their truth and liberate. And so the diplomacy was so...
It's a confirmation. So this particular one is a confirmation for you.
Absolutely.
You do know who you are,
but
you are on the right path.
But the difference between the two that I find so interesting
is
that when I would take those personality tests, they almost came with this message of work harder to be different instead of embrace who you are. It would be like, realize yourself and try to be something else. And so so I got to a point where I would work on myself. And so then when I did the personality test later, I could say, yes, I do stand up for my needs. Or yes, I do confront evil. Or yes, I do these things. And it wasn't, I was conditioning myself to fit the leader model or whatever I felt like I wanted to be.
You were going in a little bit different direction.
Yeah.
And that can become a trap in our spiritual journey of fixing ourselves. Like the whole fixing and healing thing. When really... Mm-hmm. We already have our core self, and it's more about returning to it, shedding stuff that we picked up over the way.
And that's exactly what we talked about in other podcasts. Yeah. Returning to who you are to begin with when you were born, before you were labeled,
and
before the life experiences.
Yeah. Yes.
And it's beautiful.
It is.
And human design and gene keys are my 2 favorite ways that I've discovered to do that.
Yes, that's beautiful. I'm glad that we got to meet you, to know you, to tell our audience there is something else out there to go a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
Much deeper. Inside of
you. Yeah. You have anything else to add?
No.
Just... And I want to just say one more thing, and this could be a next subject. Another friend of mine was talking about how humans have baggage. And I don't agree with that. I agree with life experiences. So what we're talking about right now, with the labeling and everything through our life, it's not a baggage. It has brought us to where we are.
Indeed.
I don't even know if there is any difference between what they call baggage and life experiences. Why would they use such a negative word?
Right.
What is this? I don't even know where it comes from.
No, you know.
Where does it come from? Who invented that word?
Well, I think there's a couple
society?
Of I think there's a couple of different ways of using it.
Yes, how is that?
Well, there's three different ways of using
it. Oh, really?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, having entered this realm of being a divorcee opened my eyes quite a bit, because I really didn't know a lot of divorcees. That, you know, in my family, that wasn't something that I was exposed to a whole lot. So, but a lot of people will say, well, you know, you've got baggage. What does that mean? It is wrong, but I'm saying the way they use the word.
Yes,
and it was
yes.
like that I've got kids, or I've got debt, yes, or yes, I've got blah, 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 blah,
yes,
blah.
Yes.
And I think some people say that.
Yes.
I've also heard people say baggage is like skeletons in the closet or unresolved issues.
Mm-hmm. With your own self.
With your own self. So in that way, it's like, yeah, you've got some baggage. You need to unpack that. You need to stop and reflect and unpack what's going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of zipping it up and throwing it in the back of the closet. I say this, I had that visceral response when you said this, because two nights ago I got up and journaled because I had a very vivid dream about baggage. It wasn't mine. And to protect the guilty, I will not mention whose it was.
Yes.
But I was standing there, and I was speaking with a friend in my dream, and we were in somewhere kind of in my house, and I was standing beside a closet. And I was talking to the friend, and I walked in, and I opened up, and I had baggage in my hand, and I opened it up, and it wasn't mine. It was somebody else's baggage. And
right.
At that moment, I heard this boom, boom, boom. And out of the closet, off the top shelf, fell his baggage. And it busted through the door, and it wasn't, and I looked at it carefully, and it wasn't baggage. It was tie downs. Like that you would put on the top of your car to tie down luggage. And it was so much. They were all tied around, and it looked like a piece of baggage. All of this tie down rope.
Interesting.
And it came out, and it was shaped like baggage.
Yes.
And I thought, so I got up and I started journaling about, like, what did this mean? Like, it almost pelted me in the head. And I remember in the dream we stopped, and I was like, that could have hurt one of us.
Yes.
His baggage could have hurt one of us.
Yes.
And so I do think there's something, but I like what I hear you saying,
yes.
And what I like about what you were saying is, don't look at your own life like baggage.
No.
Because once you unpack that, it's beautiful.
Yes.
Like, wow, I'm so glad.
But I think I think this is the creation of society. I'm sorry. This baggage thing is totally a society of this country. I really do. Because in Europe, where I come from, I'm sorry, there's no such a thing. You guys created it for some reason. I think somebody who was angry at somebody else who was dating, perhaps, and says, you have too much baggage, I'm not going to be seeing you any longer. It's one of those things probably created in the 90s.
Well, you know,
it was not here in the 80s.
Interesting. But the way you're saying it,
yes.
Like people
but how old
a,
were you in the 80s? You were too young for people
I was
to have
a
baggage.
Teenager.
Exactly. The people you spoke to were too young to have baggage. And I guess that's my point.
Actually, I've never heard it in the 90s.
You were still pretty young in the 90s. People don't talk about baggage until they hit their 30s and 40s.
Really?
Yeah, because that's when you get baggage. Baggage is old.
I blame it in the culture. I'm sorry.
Well,
I cannot imagine this happens.
They call it baggage
places.
Because it's something they bring into the relationship. Baggage means this is from my past, and I bring it in.
Yeah.
So I was hurt by a man in my past,
yes.
And so I'm going to bring this baggage,
it
and
is
I'm
so
going
to
throw it against you because you're a man in my present.
Yes.
Yes.
So that's what baggage means. It's something that you bring
very
from
negative
your past into the present.
Well, and I see the way you are. I see the way you're saying
it. It is life experience that you bring it into that we each one of us have from the time you were born.
Yeah. But you shouldn't, but I'm with you. People shouldn't look at, they should no longer look at life experience as something negative. And you and I talk
about
that.
That's the problem right there. They do look at it as negative because they haven't known about their soul.
We talked about this in our podcast about what was that name of the podcast? We talked about regret versus now.
Yes.
The power of now, and the power of now says we reframe or unpack that baggage and we leave it today.
That's
today's
right.
The day to unpack that baggage.
If you're ready, and if you're in this spot, and if you listen to those podcasts, and if you're reading the books, then that means you are there. This is what you want to do. Did I say it funny?
What all this made me think of is the way, like, you're right. It's like people use it as a weapon against them.
They use it
like,
as a weapon.
You're coming with baggage.
I experienced it. Almost hit me in the head.
Your dreams.
My dreams, even.
When somebody says this, I get in defense mode, which is attack.
We're all put on the defense. Somebody says the name baggage, and we all go on defense.
Well, and that's because, like you were talking about the difference between American and European sensibilities.
Yes.
You're right, there is a divide there.
Huge difference.
Americans
I don't think my third husband, excuse me, should be from this country.
Mm.
I think if I ever do get remarried again, it definitely should be from my culture.
Nice European man.
It doesn't have to be Bulgarian.
No.
But the mentality has
to be
European.
The mentality is very important. It is huge difference.
Oh.
The mentality of the
European. Yeah, should be introduced.
European and American man, it really is. I mean, the people here, they love to travel and they like to see how other lives. But when they come back, they're back to their own American way, which is not always
They don't approach it with an open soul.
They do not. This is the difference right there. They don't approach it with open soul.
Traveling should change you. It did me.
Yeah. But it does not change everyone. They say it did, but not in their action.
That is so. You and I talked about this.
Not in their action.
There's a difference between someone who has traveled the world and someone who is a global citizen. I used that word with you earlier, and you're like, yes, I'm a citizen of the world.
Yes.
You know?
I'm a citizen of the world. There's no longer a citizen of a country, really. It's a citizen of the world.
Yeah.
Because all this culture, we should embrace each other's culture. And I know I joke a lot about American culture. I don't want the audience to misunderstand me. But I'm sometimes like a comedian. I have to make fun of my own self. Because the truth is, I am American too.
Yeah.
So, the truth is, I am. So this was, you know, the joke aside is the world is one. We are all one. No matter what culture, what religion, what race. We all want to get to know each other and ourselves.
And that's why we like to hear your perspective. Because, when you're coming from a different perspective, if you come with an open soul, we're like, I want to hear your perspective. Give me a different perspective on this. This could help me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We've covered a lot of ground.
Yeah.
But
tell us again about the chart for one last time.
The Gene Keys. Yeah, at GeneKeys.com. You can find it. And like there are so many different cultures, but there are also so many different keys inside of ourselves that we can, so many different keys inside ourselves, which we can discover and bring into our culture and our world, live more authentically.
Yeah, our keys. That was terrific, Timothy. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Bye, guys.